This weekend, as millions of Americans take to the roadways, millions of choruses of,
"Come on, Mom, do we have to listen to NPR again?"
will be heard throughout the land, along with,
"Hey, that's my Game Boy,"
and, "I see Ohio. Come on, now, don't make us turn this show around." Jim Gladstone has compiled a book full of games to play on the fly, word games, coin contests, pen and paper puzzles that might make the Memorial Day weekend go easier in the front seat, too. His book is called Gladstone's Games to Go. Mr. Gladstone joins us now from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So you recognize some of the old suspects, Hangman, Password. But what about Battleship? That's an old board game. You've now made it playable with a pen and paper.
Well, actually, Battleship was originally played by and invented by Russian soldiers during World War I who would play it as a pen and paper game in the trenches. And I've taken it all the way back to its pen and paper origins.
Do you have a favorite game or a couple games?
Chain Reaction. And this is one of the games that I invented. The first player says a common two-word phrase or compound word. For instance, cowboy. Mm-hmm. The next player has to add a word, for instance, cowboy friend. And the next player might go ship, cowboy friendship.
Cowboy friendship Rick.
Now, I would challenge you, and you would need to tell me what could go after wreck.
Oh, I have to give you away what your move would be.
Yes, you have to be thinking one ahead at all times.
Cowboy friendship reckless.
Oh, very good. Homonyms are allowed because the game is just played aloud. Okay.
Chain Reaction. I've
gotten to as long as 44 words in a chain.
Oh, my word, as it were. Now, are there some games that just didn't measure up? In your estimation?
Yeah, tic-tac-toe is where I drew the line.
I read the section on tic-tac-toe. You do not have a high opinion of tic-tac-toe.
Once you're over about 7 years old, you can figure out how to fix the game from the onset.
Jim?
Yeah.
I'm a little older than seven. Would you mind telling me the secret of how you can fix a game tic-tac-toe?
Of tic-tac-toe?
Yeah.
All right. Who's going first?
You go first.
I will put an X in the center.
All right. Okay, I'll put I see what you mean.
You didn't realize that?
No, I didn't realize that. This is so embarrassing.
But you know what's really cool is how even a simple pen and pencil game has really permeated the culture because Hollywood Squares is tic-tac-toe and Wheel of Fortune is Hangman. And actually, it's much more fun to just sit with your friends and play them. I see a lot of kids with their Game Boys and things.
Yeah.
And when you watch a kid with a Game Boy, there's this grim determination and this squinty-eyed focus, and you never hear kids laugh or see kids smile. And one of the things that I think is so much fun about these games is that as you're playing, you start to joke around and make puns, and it's really sociable, and the games are sort of a catalyst to all kinds of friendly interaction and getting to know each other better.
Well, Jim Gladstone is the author of Gladstone's Games to Go. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.